This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Yes, I really do mean it, friends. I mean, some of the stuff I get in the mail from people is just second to none. I mean, unthinkable stuff. It really is. And there's just no nice way to say it as to what I think of these people. So when I say hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, and weirdos and assorted bad guys, folks, I'm really conveying to you what I deal with on a 24/7 basis here, because it's really happening here. There are some weirdos out there. You need to understand America, and I'm not speaking down at you. But for those that don't understand the severity of what's going on in this country, do you understand that you have some real enemies in this country, friends? I mean, real enemies that mean to bring you harm. They mean to destroy your country. They really do mean to destroy your country. Listen to me carefully. America, you are in trouble. You are in so much trouble, it's just almost like, okay, Lord, how long is this going to go on before people finally wake up to the severity of what's taking place? I mean, it reminds me of that Russian KGB agent who defected from Russia and came over to America and started to warn the American people as to what Russia was doing, because this is communism. Keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama was allied with America's sworn enemies. And the only people that he was allied with in the United States of America were the communists, the atheists, and folks, and we can go on and on and on and on, the homosexuals, anybody that means to run counter to our constitutional republic in which God has bestowed upon us, Exodus 18. 1821, well, guess what? He was all buddy-buddy with them. And you better think twice if you think for some reason or another these people just dissipated. They just ran away. No, they're now attacking Donald Trump, we're told. They're leading through opposition, friends. And again, we've hit on that so many times. But folks, the question I'd lay to you and to your candor right now, especially all you Donald Trumpites, how is it that he has not dealt with Hillary Clinton, who's attacking him with a free hand? How is it that he's not dealing with Barack Hussein Obama, who's attacking him with a free hand? In America, it really comes back to the responsibility of what you do, not what Donald Trump does. Because regardless if Donald Trump is the real deal or not, friends, you get what you see is what you get. The fact of the matter is he needs to be held accountable too by the American people. And keep in mind, when we read the preamble of the United States Constitution, it starts out acknowledging we the people. So don't ever forget that. I'm just going to take a quick moment here and say thank you very much to a brand new affiliate out in Texas, KIMB, El Paso, Texas. Welcome aboard, KIMB in El Paso, Texas. Again, we thank you for your trust. We will do our best never to let you down. We will stick to the Word of God, and we will stick to the Constitution, which States work one with another. And if you read the Declaration of Independence, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about, because it brings forth four references to our Creator, in whom we receive our rights. Okay? Again, that is the seedbed. That is the preamble to the Constitution, if you might, though that there is a preamble. Also, when you get a moment, read the end of the Constitution of the United States. It's interesting how his name is brought up there too. But for some reason, they strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel, don't they, friends? They surely do. What's going on in the United States of America? You ready for this? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Department of Homeland Security spokesperson: we're allowed to arrest, deport illegal alien crime victims at courthouses. Well, I'll tell you what. Interestingly enough, when the criminal foreigner sodomite Barack Hussein Obama was in the People's White House, it's interesting to note that, folks, they had the same authority then, regardless of what Barack Hussein Obama had to say to them, because they themselves swore to uphold that Constitution as well. So there is no excuse. So you call him what you want to call him, namely the President of the United States, but he is not there to usurp or to overthrow the Constitution of the United States of America. He's there to uphold the laws found in that Constitution, not to tear them down. So let's not get confused, friends. The DHS always could, concerning their legitimacy, folks, constitutionally, that's another question. But going back to the DHS, they've always had, might I remind you, the ability and the authority to arrest, deport illegal alien crime victims at courthouses. Oh, I mean, this is crazy stuff going on in this country. But, folks, putting this straight, go ahead to check out on sonsoflibertymedia.com that article in which I'm highlighting right now. CNN, again, Communist Network News, that's what people are calling it. One of these guys, again, I don't know why they keep giving these guys airtime, but you do need to understand who your enemy are. And I suspect after this much crime committed against you, America, you now know who your enemies are. And you now know who the corrupt politicians and the state-controlled media and the useful idiots are working with and for, right? Because it's not for you. Okay? You are, again, under attack. But here we have this clown, this useful idiot, saying, I'm not going to aid and abet Trump's surveillance claim. I mean, what do these people need? Again, keep in mind, this is the communists stirring everything up in the United States. Well, they mean to attack. You can go ahead and, folks, write it down. You can write it in stone. It's going to come to pass, because God's going to be known one way under the blessings of the Most High God, or he's going to be known through the condemnation through judgment, because America, you reject his message on a daily basis. But here again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, CNN host: I'm not going to aid and abet Trump's surveillance claim. In other words, I'm not going to stand on the side of the law. I don't like him. Therefore, he has the wrong jersey on. And therefore, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk down against him. And I'm just going to keep reading the teleprompter. Friends, do you ever wonder why I continuously reiterate the point it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head? I mean, folks, just think about it. He's willing to sell his country out to the highest bidder for the very purpose of just going along to get along, right? He's playing the Judas. And that's exactly what these news anchors are doing on a national scale, friends. Again, CNN host, sonsoflibertymedia.com: I'm not going to aid and abet Trump's surveillance claim. Crazy stuff. Going over to Francais, we have Marine Le Pen. Listen to what this woman said. And here it goes back to, again, what I see across the United States of America. You know, when I do tea parties, you know, when I do churches, you know who I see leading the way because the men are too busy, caught up watching a bunch of grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball, namely football or baseball or whatever the case might be? Well, the women are doing what the men are supposed to be doing on a national scale in so many examples I can give you. Not all, but in so many. But listen to what she said, Marine Le Pen. She said, I will bring Islamist fundamentalism to its knees. Why are the women having to do what the men are called and commanded by God to do? We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those pages interact one with another. I want to let you know as well, if you want to check us out on Facebook, please go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. We have about 586,000 followers. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to go over there really quick because I want to show you how many people are involved and what it takes for one person to be used by God to stir it up, friends, to make people aware as to what's going on in this country. Out of the 586,000 followers that we have on Facebook, there are 553,000 people that are following the news network. Okay, and that's on a, this is a culmination, friends. So if you'd like to go and be a part of that, please go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean. And we also wanted to let you know you can check us out on our Twitter account for what it's worth. And I mean that when I say for what it's worth. I don't know its value. I really don't. But it's no good over here. It really isn't. We just have it up as another resource to reach people, even if it catches one or 200 people a month, just to, you know, get them the information. To us, it's worth it. That is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. And again, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Going back again to the seventh president of the United States. Go check me on what I'm telling you, friends. He said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Of course it is. That was Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States of America, all the way up until 1962. This was common knowledge in this country, and you got the communists involved, and they bought a couple politicians and judges, and all of a sudden they started to work for special interest groups rather than upholding the Constitution that they themselves swore to uphold. So how do you bring about resolve? Justice guards our liberties, but you first need to know the law before you can bring forth justice. You see how that works? So read the Bible, the Word of God, the Torah. That is the Mosaic institution which we find in the United States of America. Nobody can deny this. It's not a theory. Go read your state preamble in all 50 states, and you'll acknowledge exactly what I'm telling you, because it acknowledges the God of the Mosaic institution in which Jesus Christ himself fulfilled. Okay? So, aside of that, we ready to rock here? Folks, we have been talking about how tyranny came into America. And I've broken it up, and I've broken it up for the very purpose of being led, Romans 8, by the Spirit. For as many are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And we want to be led here, so when we're on these programs, we want to make sure that we're being yielded for the very purpose that the Lord would have us yielded. Because we want to have church up in here, right? And a church doesn't exclude conservatives or patriots or the such, friends. It includes all of us, because a conservative is the root of Christ. It's a preservative, right? And that's what the light does. It preserves and it exposes as well. You can read Ephesians 5. And that's what salt does. I'm sorry. Salt preserves and it stops putrefaction. And when you look at the word patriot, it defines out to be what? Someone that maintains and upholds the law. Dying laws, namely. And so a conservative, a patriot, and a Christian are all one and the same in this country. At least that's what they're supposed to be. And we can see that that's not what it is any longer, because we see today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. I mean, the best of conservatives, friends, are pretty much worthless in the United States of America. You can rest assured, and when you do your own due diligence, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. They stand for nothing, and they fall for everything. That's just a fact. So what we want to do here is we want to, yes, show you what the problems are, but we also want to bring in about the resolve, because it's not enough to keep talking around the issues. We must bring forth the reference and correct ourselves and take responsibility and deal with the issues. Read Acts 20, verse 21 when you get a moment, and read the Constitution, okay? And this is what we're doing here. But going back to how tyranny came into America, we want to sum this up today, and this little constitutional history we've been talking about over the last going on 3 weeks now, sporadically. Folks, the history of the Constitution is the story of its inversion in the United States of America. In other words, the original understanding of the Constitution of the United States of America has been now reversed. It's now been reversed. I had a friend this early afternoon, calls me up, and I hope I'm at liberty to share this with you, but it proves my point to a T. And he said to me, Bradley, I was going to post the billboard on a school baseball field. You know, everybody has their sponsors there, right? And he goes, I was going to sponsor them big time. And I came up with this motto, and it had God in the middle of it. And all of a sudden, the advertisers came back to me and said, well, we need to take God out of there. We made minor changes to your ad. This is what they said to him. And they said, well, we have to follow the lines between church and state because it's the law. He called me up and said, Bradley, what would you do about it? I mean, just instantaneously, friends, there was this righteous indignation that rose up with me. And I said, listen, I got a friend. You need to call him. They may even pay for it, but you need to take him to task. And you need to set the precedent, because nowhere in the Constitution, nowhere in any founding document, is there any such thing as to what they just told you. And they're about to find it out if you're willing to take it to them and set the precedent, because you care about your community enough. I said, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of hearing communist indoctrination in the United States of America. I said, you do know that there is no such thing as lines between church and state. And he said, I know that, as he's chuckling. And he's chuckling for the very purpose that he knows the way that I know, and he is going to take it to them and let them know, no longer are you going to bully us by decrying victim status by saying that there's lines between church and state. It is nowhere in any founding document. It is, however, found in Article 52 of the USSR. Folks, you are being attacked by communists in this country, namely the ACLU, Roger Baldwin, who said out of his own mouth, the founder, that the end of the ACLU is communism. Well, what happens when someone stands up and takes the law to court and says, can you show me that? Guess what? They don't bother them people. No, of course not. They just bother the people that don't know the difference, and they like to intimidate through the tactic of fear. And it's a false fear, and it's a diabolical fear. And let me remind you, he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man, but he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God, so we need to get this right. But see, again, this is how America's being destroyed. Can you show me in any founding documents as to why I can't put God on a billboard? No, it's not there. But see, many of these useful idiots that play in between that are afraid of the likes of the ACLU and other communist organizations, well, they just want to go ahead and beat up anybody that would dare stand for the Christ that they say they believe. And I'm speaking to 78% of America that claims and professes their Christianity. Well, this individual is not going to take it, and he's going to take it to him, and he's going to teach the people in his community that what you're being told by the likes of the ACLU is not true, and it's not constitutional, and the law is on our side. And I'll update you as things roll out, friends, but this individual that brought this news to me today, you can rest assured, friends, he's not the kind to bend over and let him ride his back in any sense of the word. He is going to set it straight. And that is what I'm hoping out of the last 3 weeks when we have been talking about how tyranny came to America. Educate yourself. The Lord said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. What about the people that respond to that mercy and actually get educated and they actually go and take it to the enemy? Guess what? You're going to win. You do all that you can do and you leave the results up to God and there you win the day. Don't be surprised when, like a domino effect takes course, when America rises up to the level of expectation concerning what our forefathers established, and when they learn and they apply, faith without works is dead, but let me show you my faith with my works, as Paul said, as a positive. Friends, I'll tell you what, you're going to see the hand of the living God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. My goodness, friends, I'm having church up in here. As a matter of fact, if I was in a black church right now, you know as well as I do, they'd be saying, bring it on, Brother Dean, bring it on. We are. We are, by the power of the Holy Ghost, kicking the hell out and getting to heaven. In because we understand here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and Sons of Liberty Media.com, folks, that we don't take our counsel from our fears, number one, and we also understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. It's time for the church to stand up and prove the God of Israel in Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. I'm having fun. Bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. We are. We are. So again, the history of the Constitution in America today is the story of its inversion. We're going to pick it up right on the other side of this. In other words, inversion. So the original understanding, in other words, of the Constitution, it's now been reversed. It's working against itself. It's a law working against the law, folks. But I want to let you know, it's not law against law. It's policy against law. And if you're tired of man's 10,000 policies, then simply get back to God's 10 commandments and clean house. Amen. We'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. So, we're talking about the history of the Constitution and how it's the story of its inversion. That's exactly right. Hey, by the way, going back to the ACLU, do you know that the ACLU is now trying to make it, or make way, along with the Clintons? This is all linked together, of course. But it's interesting to note that they're working to help the Muslims get into public schools today. And so it shows you who they are. Friends, mask off. It's time to deal with these people lawfully. It really is. But again, the history going back to how tyranny came into America, the history of the Constitution is the story of its inversion. And again, the original understanding of the Constitution has been completely reversed. Hey, folks, do you realize when you look at the enumerated laws, and I'm going back to our forefathers in the establishment, in the time that they established the United States Constitution, did you know that what they originally established was there to liberate men? To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Not to enslave them. And by the way, law, for all the attorneys listening, follows not policy. Policy follows law. And what you're seeing today is you're seeing corrupt politicians implement policy over law. And then they make reference on purpose to confuse the people to the Constitution and give you the impression that, listen, if it looks like law, smells like law, and it has the color of law, it must be law. Well, I'm here to tell you, America, it's not law. It's not law in any sense of the word. Their simplicity It takes a simple heart to understand, like the Word of God, the Constitution. I don't need an interpretation from some liberal, lawless injustice. Folks, I understand, or some attorney. And by the way, if you want to know why the Lord damned attorneys, go ahead and read in Matthew 23, and you'll understand today as to why he damned them. Because they withheld the keys of knowledge. And they wanted some dime from you to interpret what is easily interpreted. Do your own due diligence, friends. But let's get to this. The Constitution creates a presumption against any power not plainly delegated to the federal government, and a corresponding presumption in favor of the rights given by God to each one of us and the powers of the state and the people. But see, now what we have, friend, is we have a sloppy presumption in favor of federal power, which it was never delegated. It was never given to them by we the people. They took it, and they called it law. And then anybody that dared stand up against them, they threw them in jail for something that on trumped up charges, right? Everybody's afraid of that. But what happens, like, let's go, thank you, Lord. This all reminds me of the ants, Sam. That one ant that stood, what? Yeah, what was the name of that? Bug's Life. Yes, Bug's Life. Forgive me. I'm not sharp on the movies, friends. But do you remember Bug's Life? Do you remember when Flick stood up to, what was that grasshopper's name? When he stood up to the big bad grasshopper, what happened? All of a sudden, they had to take flight, right? America, when are you going to learn this lesson? Hopper. Flick stood up to Hopper. America stood up to corruption. Folks, you do realize, and this is worthy to be reminded of, friends, that when you shut the door on corrupt politicians, you shut the door on special interest groups. And that's why it's so important to understand that we don't need more laws. We need good men to implement and enforce the laws that we now have. That's simple. Hold their feet to the fire. If they lie to you once, they'll lie to you twice. Deal with them right off the bat. Article 2, Section 4. Also read Article 3, Section 3 to see if it applies. And then charge them after you remove them. Indict them. But see, now we have a sloppy presumption in favor of federal power. Power which was never given to it. And see, because most people assume the federal government can do anything that isn't plainly forbidden to do. Friends, when you read the enumerated laws, when you read the Bill of Rights, do you realize that they are there to tell those that we the people have delegated power to enforce and uphold the Constitution of the United States of America? They are thou shall not to them, not go ahead and do whatever you want to do and we'll bow to your every whim, demigod. No! You have it backwards, America. You have, hey listen, if you want to test your steel, just read the Constitution on the rock of the Bible and trust God, like I said, and bring it to the enemy and set the record straight. Preserve liberty for our posterity, who doesn't deserve to be brought into bondage. The 9th and the 10th Amendments were adopted to make the principle of the Constitution as clear as possible. Now, going back to Alexander Hamilton, you know, argued against adding a Bill of Rights. He did. And on the grounds that it would be redundant and confusing, he thought it would seem to imply that the federal government had more powers than had been given. Why, say he asked, that the freedom of the press shall not be infringed when the federal government would have no power by which it could be infringed? And see, you can make the case that he was exactly right. He understood, friends, at any rate, that our freedom is safer if we think of the Constitution as a list of powers rather than a list of rights. Now listen. Be that as it may, the Bill of Rights was adopted, but it was designed to meet his objection. The 9th Amendment says, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Okay? The 10th says, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. See, folks, they're running off powers that were never given unto them by the people through the state to establish or aggrandize power unto itself, which it was never given. But that's what they're doing. Okay? Now, as I said earlier, the founders believe that our rights come from God and the government's powers come from us. They do, clearly. So the Constitution can't list all of our rights, but it can and does list all the federal government's powers. See, folks, it's limited to government, not to the people, which is found in the God-given rights. And keep in mind, Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We don't have a right to violate that law, but that's what the federal government is doing. So you can think of the Constitution as a sort of antitrust act for government, with the Ninth and the Tenth Amendments as its core. See, because it's remarkable that the same lawless criminal liberals that you call liberals today, who think business monopolies are sinister, think monopolies of political power are progressive. And when they can't pass their programs because of the constitutional safeguards, they complain about gridlock, or they begin to call you racist because they can't pass what they want to pass. See, a cliche that shows that they miss the whole point of the enumerations and separation of powers. Hey, folks, again, let me remind you, these people don't know what the Constitution says. They're not taking the time to know what it says because they're not working to uphold your rights. They're working for special interest groups to, again, aggrandize power to the federal government and special corporation. Folks, fascism. There's your definition right there. I just said it. Fascism. Okay? It's working for special interest groups that are in cahoots with corrupt government to enslave you. That is a fact. That's a fact. As a matter of fact, I don't have to tell most of you that this way of thinking is absolutely alien to that of today's politicians and pundits. I mean, can you imagine Al Gore or Dan Rottenkowski or Tom Brokaw having a conversation about political principles with any of the founding fathers? Because, friends, if you can, you must have a vivid fantasy life. Our forefathers would look at them and say, what are you talking about? Folks, they would smell them a mile away. See, and the results of the loss of our original political idiom has been, as I say, to invent the original presumptions. The average American, whether he has had high school civics or a degree in political science, is apt to assume that the Constitution somehow empowers the government to do nearly anything while implicitly limiting our rights by listing them. See, not that anyone would say it in this way, but it's as if the Bill of Rights had said that the enumeration of the federal government's powers in the Constitution is now meant to deny or disparage any other powers. See, so friends, federal government is limiting you rather than you limiting them. Did you hear what I said? They are limiting you when it's your job to limit them. They're operating out of their scope of authority, which makes it unlawful, which makes it criminal. See, well, the rights not given to the people in the Constitution are reserved to the federal government to give or withhold, and the states may be progressively stripped of their original powers, and that's what we're seeing. See, when it comes to, and what it does come to, is that we don't really have an operative constitution anymore. You heard me right. The federal government now defines its own powers day by day. It's limited not by the list of its powers in the Constitution, but by whatever it can get away with politically. Just as the president can now send troops abroad to fight with a declaration of war, illegally, might I add, and Congress can pass a national health care program without a constitutional delegation of power? See, the only restraint now America left is political opposition, and that comes from you. And by the way, if you suspect that I'm overstating the change from our original principles, I give you late Justice Hugo Black. In a 1965 case called Griswold versus Connecticut, the court struck down a law forbidding the sale of contraceptives on grounds that it violated a right to privacy. Now, folks, this supposed right, of course, became the basis for the court's even more radical 1973 ruling in Roe versus Wade, but that's a whole nother story. Folks, we're going to come right back to this when we get back. I want to finish this up today talking about how tyranny came into America. The answer, friends, is your response to heaven. The answer, America, to America's dilemma is you to bring about resolve. But get educated. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Again, how tyranny came into America. I mean, this is just incredible. Oh, my goodness. This is incredible. What the American people have tolerated here. I was just saying during the last segment that if you think I'm overstating the change from our original principles, I'm giving you the example of late Justice Hugo Black in 1965. It was a case called Griswold versus Connecticut. Listen carefully. The court struck down a law forbidding the sale of contraceptives on grounds that it violated a right of privacy. And this supposed right, it's not a right, friends, of course, became the basis for the court's even more radical 1973 ruling in Roe versus Wade. But that's another story. Just think about this, America. You've allowed your government to sanction the murder of over, well, we're told, the numbers of 58 million babies slaughtered by jihadists in abortion murder clinics today in America. And what amazes me is how Americans are so worried about the Muslims and they're beheading these people. Folks, you've been allowing these supposed doctors in America to do it to the innocent children in the womb for, what, 40, 50 years now? I mean, the real jihadists are the ones that are slaughtering the babies. And what's even more incriminating, friends, are the people that allowed them to do it. I mean, and now they're trying to set themselves up to use the law against the law to protect themselves against the big bad people that would protect the babies in the womb. And America's, you let them. You let them do it. But let's go back to this. Justice Black dissented in the Griswold case on the following ground. Listen carefully to this mentality. He said, I like my privacy as well as the next man, he wrote, but I'm nevertheless compelled to admit that government has a right to invade it unless prohibited by some specific constitutional provision. You mean like the Fourth Amendment or like the Fifth Amendment? Really? I mean, what a hopeless, muddled, and sinister, really sinister, friends, misconception of the relation between the individual and the state. Government has a right to invade our privacy? Really? Unless prohibited by the Constitution? Hey, friends, you don't have to share the court's twisted view of the right of privacy in order to be shocked that one of its members takes this view of the right of government to invade privacy. I mean, folks, it even gets crazier than that. As a matter of fact, in 1993, the court handed down one of the most bizarre decisions of all time. For two decades, enemies of legal abortion, they call it, had been supporting Republican candidates, okay, in the hopes of filling the court with appointees who would review Roe versus Wade. In Planned Parenthood versus Casey, the court finally did so. But even, listen carefully, friends, and this proves what I've been saying for the last 15 years all the more. Okay? But even with the 8 Republican appointees on the court, the result was not what the conservatives had hoped for. The court reaffirmed Roe versus Wade. Its reasoning was amazing. A plurality of opinion, a majority of the 5 justices, injustices in this majority case, admitted that the court's previous ruling in Roe might be logically and historically vulnerable, but it held that the paramount consideration was that the court be consistent and not appear to be yielding to the public and their pressure. Listen, they set themselves against you, America. Lest they lose the respect of the public, therefore the court allowed Roe to stand. Who are they working for, America? Many among these that might be said about this ruling, the most basic is this. The court, in effect, declared itself a third party to this controversy, and then, setting aside the merits of the 2 principal claims, ruled in its own interest. It was as if the referee in a prize fight had declared himself to be the winner. Cynics had always suspected that the court did not forget its self-interest in its decision, but they never expected to hear it say so. So, friends, the 3 injustices who signed that opinion evidently didn't realize what they were saying. A distinguished veteran court watcher, who approved of Roe, by the way, told us that he had never seen anything like it. The court was actually telling us that it puts its own welfare ahead of the merits of the arguments before it. In its confusion, it was blurting out the truth. Are you listening? Folks, action speaks a lot louder than words. Did you hear that? And I said that exactly the way I wanted to say it. By then, the very few Americans could even remember the original Constitution plan. The original plan was Madison, and de Tocqueville described it. State governs, folks, and state governments was to be the rule, federal government the exception. The state's power were to be numerous and indefinite, federal powers few and defined. Folks, this is a matter not only that of history, but of iron logic. I mean, the Constitution doesn't make sense when read any other way. As Madison asked, why bother listing particular federal powers unless unlisted powers are withheld? I mean, the unchecked federal government has not only overflowed its banks, it has even created its own economy. And thanks to its exercise of mirrored unwarranted powers, it can claim tens of millions of dependents, at least part of whose income is due to the abuse of the taxing and spending powers for the benefit. I mean, government employs, retirees, Contractors, teachers, artists, even soldiers. Large numbers of these people are paid much more than their market value because the taxpayer is forced to subsidize. You're forced to subsidize or else we'll sick them on you. And by the same token, most taxpayers would instantly be better off if the federal government simply ceased to exist or if suddenly returned to its constitutional functions. God forbid, America. I mean, can we restore the Constitution and recover our freedoms? Folks, I have no doubts that we can. We can, like all great reforms. But I want to tell you this. We're not going to get away without paying for what we've tolerated. There's no way. Folks, it's going to take an intelligent, determined effort by many people. And I don't want to sow false optimism neither. But by the time and the time today, it's ripe for a constitutional counter-revolution. Friends, discontent with the ruling system, as the 1992 Perot vote showed, and deep and widespread among several classes of people, Christians, conservatives, gun owners, pro-lifers, taxpayers, and simple believers, folks, an honest government is what we need, and we all have our reasons. See, the rulers, as they call themselves, lack legitimacy and don't believe in their own power strongly enough to defend it. As a matter of fact, friends, they can't defend their stance lawfully. See, and the beauty of it is that the people don't have to invent a new system of government, friends. Listen carefully. In order to get rid of this old one, do you not realize that they are chipping away at American government to institutionalize, folks, each one of us in this country to become slaves and subservient to a despot government? You hear these courts and these injustices and these politicians talk about how we need these and these, and they call them laws when they're not laws. What they're saying is we are tearing away at the laws found in our Constitution in which hundreds of men fought, bled, and died, magnifying and ratifying with their own blood and sacrifice. We want to take them away, and we want to establish a communistic ideology concerning our government. That's exactly what they're doing today. It's exactly what they're doing. Hey, folks, we don't have to invent a new system of government. In order to get rid of this one, they only have to restore the one described in the Constitution. That's what we need to get back to. The system of our government already professes to be upholding, taking seriously the Constitution, in fact, would seriously pose a serious threat to our form of government. And by the way, that's why they're zeroing in on constitutionalists and Christians, friends, because you are the threat to the system of government in which they're attempting to establish today. That's why you're being harassed. That's why your footsteps are being dogged by these criminals. This is foreign as to what's going on in your country, to our Constitution. It's completely foreign. If you were to take, and you need to, seriously the Constitution, you need to understand that that poses a serious threat to corruption that has a free hand today. And for just that reason, the ruling parties will be finished as soon as the American people rediscover and awaken to their dominant constitution. And that's what I mean, I'm sorry, dormant constitution. And that's what I mean to restore. Hey, folks, the strength of the Constitution is found in the people that are willing to defend it and enforce it. Don't ever forget that. That was actually Mr. Talk Team 23, love you. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.